Today, I do want to just do a little highlight. I'm not going to do this full sermon and today, but I do want to give you a little bit of talking about who is the son on a message that I was trying to see where it fit, and I decided today you were going to be the lucky ones. You were going to get a little bit of this sermon today. The people in the second service, they're going to miss out on their healing because they're going to miss this message, but you're going to get it today. And to all of our Elevate students, thank you for staying here today and being so good. I know we're going to keep the students in the auditorium today because of the baptisms, and we want you guys to be a part of that. If you haven't been baptized, next time you're baptized, talk to mom and dad about being baptized. We'd love to baptize our children as well. But today we're going to talk about Jesus, the physician. Who is the son? We've been talking about this series, and we've had a couple weeks off because of things going on with special speakers and, of course, with the holiday season, with the Mother's Day. We took some time off, but we're going to pick it back up today. I want to talk to you about Jesus, the physician. And how many know a physician is someone who is skilled at the art of healing? That's what Scripture says, and that's what we know, not Scripture, but that's what we define as we look up the definition of a physician is someone who's skilled at the art of healing. And let me say this, if this applies to anybody, it applies to our Savior. If there's anyone who is ever skilled in the art of healing, it's our Jesus. Let me say again, I want you to realize something. If you want to know anybody who's skilled in the art of healing, it's our Jesus. And would it be no surprise that the greatest healer is the one who spoke our body into existence? The greatest healer will be the one who knows the DNA of who we are, who knows every cell, who knows the way the heart functions, the veins and the bloodstream, the immune system. He knows everything about our organs. He knows everything about our body. And so, therefore, who else would be the best physician to go to than Jesus? He is skilled in the art of healing. And, you know, we are made of three parts. We should remember this. We're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Correct? We're made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And we know that Jesus is concerned about our spirit. Amen? We know Jesus is concerned about our soul. Yes, the spiritual man. We know he's concerned about the spiritual man. He's concerned about our spirit and our soul. So let me just tell you this. I got some bad news for you today. Jesus is only concerned with two-thirds of your life. Some of you looked at me funny. Like I'm just playing around. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic today. But really, when we think about it, that's just really the way some of us approach our life. You know, he's really concerned about my soul and spirit, but he's really not that concerned about my body. And it's very much true that Jesus is concerned about all of our life. He created us. He's concerned about our physical man as well as our spiritual man as well as our soul. This is who our Savior is. This is who Jesus is. I would say that we are healed one of three ways. There's a natural process in healing. There's a medical process in healing. And then there's miraculous healings that take place. People are healed in one of those three areas. Naturally, when you cut your finger, what happens? You put a band-aid on there, and naturally, your body heals itself, doesn't it? You ever thought about that? If your body did not naturally heal itself, what would happen when you cut yourself? You bleed to death, right? You would bleed to death. And so it's amazing that God made us, that our bodies are so complex, and yet he made us to naturally heal itself. We know today that medically that we can do so much that things that used to kill people 50 and 60 and 80 years ago, now we have vaccines that take care of it and we don't even get those things. We have things being cured that used to take people's lives. Medically, God has given man wisdom to discover healing. But we also know this very true that God heals miraculously as well. God does miracles and still does miracles today. Have any of you ever broken a bone? Raise your hand. Have you ever broken a bone? Raise your hand. All right, you know what I'm talking about today. Anyone ever had stitches? Raise your hand. Anyone ever had minor surgery? Raise your hand. All right. Anyone ever had major surgery? Raise your hand. Anyone ever had cosmetic surgery? Raise your hand. I'm just playing. Just. I knew she had it already. I'm already saying she had it. I knew it, Pastor. I knew it. I just played you. Gotcha. Some of you received a cosmetic healing and there's no complaints, believe me, I believe. But if you've had those things happen, you've already experienced natural healing. You've experienced a medical healing. And we believe that all wisdom comes from who? Comes from the Father who's given it to man. So is there anything wrong with believing that doctors can bring healing to your body? No. God, who thinks the one that gives the wisdom to the doctors? It comes from God. There's nothing wrong with believing that God can use doctors to heal us, that God can use medications to heal us. There's nothing wrong with believing that God naturally heals us. But it's also, we must never be so dependent upon all that that we forget the other third that we're talking about, that God also wants to heal us miraculously. And I can just tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, I have seen God heal miraculously. I've seen casts where people had broken bones and walk in with casts, be cut off and healed instantly. I've seen deaf ears opened up. I've seen things happen that, you know, people who were giving death sentences come out with a clean bill of health. We see this happen. You know, we have people in this room who have experienced healing. We have people who, Jana Purtle, who will be here next service, just recently, they opened her up and they found out she had stomach cancer and it was spread out like this, you know, all over her insides. And yet they said, we can't even operate. They did chemotherapy and came back, opened back up and said, it shrunk so much, we can now get rid of it all. I mean, is that God or is that medicine? It's both, isn't it? Yeah, God uses medicine, but he also does miracles. He does things supernaturally that they don't even expect. My mom, who will be here in the second service, was given 9 months to live when I was 12 years old. And she's still here today. And so I can tell you, God does the miraculous. God can and still wants to do the miraculous. Let's talk about that just for a few minutes today. How God heals us, and we're going to look how he heals our bodies. Mark 1:40. Let's look at that chapter, Mark 1:40, verse 42. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, if you are willing. Talking about the leper coming to Jesus. He says, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus moved with what? Compassion. Let's say it again. Jesus moved with what? Compassion. Jesus, this is important to remember. Jesus was moved with compassion. He stretched out his hand and he touched him. And he said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. And as soon as he spoke this, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Now we must realize this, that Jesus is the great physician, that he wants to move. And I want you to realize this. Why does Jesus heal? Why is he the great physician? Because, first of all, he is just moved with compassion. Jesus is moved with compassion when it comes to you and I. And sometimes we think, well, I know he's moved with compassion when it comes to my sin, but is he moved with compassion when it comes to my healing? Let's go back to the very first sermon in this series, Jesus the Carpenter. Remember me talking to you about how Jesus faced physical pain in his body growing up. He faced emotional pain in his body growing up. He faced emotional and spiritual things that were going on. He understands the pains that we go through. Therefore, when it says that he is moved with compassion, he is really moved with compassion. Now let me say this to you, that there's a movement out there today of people who believe that Jesus had to prove that he was Lord and Son of God by healing people. And let me just tell you this, that's not true at all. Jesus didn't have to prove anything. Matter of fact, let's look it up in Matthew 14:14. Look what it says here. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude. He was moved with what? With compassion. He was moved with what? I want you to say that word one more time. He was moved with compassion. I want you to get this in your spirit today. If anything else, I want you to get this in your spirit, that Jesus was moved with compassion. Because when we see our Savior, see the Son of God, I want you to know what moves him with what? His compassion for you and I. His love for you and I. His deep desire to heal you and I. His deep desire to restore you and I. This is what moves the heart of God. Because as I was saying, there's people out there that speak and teach that the reason Jesus did healings in Scripture was just to prove that he was the Son of God. And I say that was so far from the truth. Because let me say this to you, that Jesus did not have to prove anything. He was the Son of God. And when you are the Son of God, you don't have to prove anything to nobody. Okay? He wasn't here acting. He wasn't here trying to convince us, well, I got to act a certain role so they know I am the Son of God. He didn't come acting as the Son of God. He just was the Son of God. So who he was is who the Son of God is. He wasn't here trying to perform to win over an audience. He was here moving out of what? Compassion for you and I. And I want that word compassion to really sink into your spirit today, because it's compassion that moved our Savior. It's compassion that moved him. He didn't heal because he was trying to prove a point. He healed because he really, genuinely cared about me, and he cared about you. Think about that. That Jesus was moved with compassion. It says all through Scripture that every time we see where Jesus was healing somebody, it says he was moved with what? Compassion. That Jesus was moved with compassion. Many times he was tired. I mean, people were coming to him, pressing to him, wanting healing, and people wanting, and it says that he was always moved with compassion. Our Jesus doesn't get tired of hearing our request. Jesus doesn't get tired of us praying to him. And I want you to know what moves him. Sometimes I tell you, people have an idea of healing and think that really that it's our faith. I mean, but you know, I want to say to you, it's more than just faith. It's you know, we receive Jesus by faith, but we also receive healing by faith. But it's grace given to us. We receive our salvation by grace. We receive our healing by grace. It's grace that's given to us. And Jesus is moved with compassion. It changes the way we think. It changes the way we live. That when I talk to my Savior and I pray to him, that I realize he's a God of compassion. How can I ask him to heal me? Because he's moved with compassion. How can I ask him to restore my life? Because he's moved with compassion. I want you to see this. We see this in Scripture, and it talks about it more. I love the way it paints this picture here. We just read this verse. We'll go back to it in just a minute. I want to talk to you about it. But it talks about that he healed people. He was moved with compassion. He didn't send anybody off, but he moved people. And we know this, that Jesus does not change according to Scripture. Hebrews 13:8 says it like this. It says that Jesus Christ is what, the same yesterday, today, and two more days, right? Isn't that right? No, it says that Jesus Christ is the same when, yesterday, today, and forever. What that means is this, that Jesus doesn't heal one generation, then stop healing another generation. He didn't just try to prove himself to one generation and not prove himself to another generation. We serve a God of healing. We serve a God who is moved with compassion. And if he was moved with compassion for that generation, he is moved with compassion for our generation. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said, I am. You ever notice how he says, I am. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am. He uses the word, I am the God who healeth thee. I am. He never says, I was. That should make you say hallelujah right there. Jesus never said, I was. He said, I am the great I am. Present tense. Present tense. I am. I am. And that doesn't change. It never changes to my generation, to your generation. God says this, that I am. I am. I love what it says in Matthew 14:23, verses 24, the story. Look what it says. And Jesus went out into Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all kinds of sicknesses. What kind of sicknesses? All kind of sickness. In case that wasn't enough, he also healed all kinds of diseases. I guess we could take those two things and really categorize everything in that. Spiritual sickness, mental sickness, physical sickness, diseases. He says he came to heal all of our diseases. Among all the people. Then his fame went out throughout Syria, and they brought to him all the sick people who were afflicted with various diseases, and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and those who, what? He healed them all. He healed them. Jesus healed people. Why? Because he was moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion. And I want you to see this. This is really good. Matthew 8, 17. Jesus said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by what? Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. Now, I want you to realize we have no problem believing that Jesus bore our infirmities, do we? We believe that he bore our sins on the cross, correct? We have to believe that, and we have to confess that in order to receive salvation. We believe that he is Lord, that he bore our sins on the cross. That's the first step of faith when it comes to being a Christian. We believe that. But also, the second part is we also believe that he bore our sickness. Wow. Isn't that a big thing? We can believe faith for our salvation that he bore our sins on the cross. We have no problem believing that, but sometimes we have a hard time believing that he bore our sickness as well. It's both sides. He says he bore our infirmities and he also bore our sickness. We don't divide that up. He has come to heal our bodies. He bore our sicknesses. I want to go back to that verse in Mark 1:40. We just read it a few minutes ago as our opening scripture. And it's here on the slide. And let's look at it again. Mark 1, verse 40. It says, now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus moved with compassion. Look what it says. He stretched out his hand and touched him. Now, when we look up this word touched him in scripture, look it up in the original Greek meaning and look at what it says. It's more than what we think. Other times we read this meaning and it's the way it's interpreted here, and we see where Jesus actually reached out and touched somebody with his hand. But this particular way that it's used here in the original meaning goes back. Come here, Justin. We think of someone reaching out and touching like this. You know, Jesus reached out and touched him. But this original meaning means this, that Jesus did this. He embraced him. And I want you to catch this, because this is how much our Lord is moved with compassion. He wasn't just going to a disciple and embracing him. This wasn't just John. It wasn't Simon Peter. It was a leopard. A leopard who was cast out of society, who had been banned from the city limits. And if you got close to a leopard, they had to scream and holler at you, unclean, unclean, don't come any closer. They were not allowed to get close to you, a fear of spreading the leprosy. And so they would yell at you and they would tell you, don't come close, man, I'm unclean. And they were not even allowed into the city limits. And people avoided them, obviously. They were scared. And so for Jesus to walk up with compassion to a man full with leprosy and said, I'm touching you, I'm embracing you. Why? Because our Lord is moved with compassion. And today, I don't know what you're going through in your life, but I want you to know, no matter who you are today, no matter what you're going through, whether you are physically hurting or you're spiritually hurting, whether you're physically a mess or you're spiritually a mess today, our Lord looks at you and he comes and he embraces you. He embraces you. This is the picture I want you to get of the great physician. That he's the Lord who embraces. He embraces us. Isaiah prophesied and said that Jesus took the stripes upon his back for our healing. You've heard me teach in the past about how Jesus took 39 stripes. And you can take it or leave it for what you want. I'm not reading this as scripture. I'm just giving you my opinion, what I've studied. If you look up and study, those in the medical field, you can verify this with me. If you go back and study, they have now identified that there are 39 cell groups that you can go back, and every disease known to man can be traced back to 39 original cell group development beginnings. It's a coincidence that his stripes are for our healing and he got 39. You do the math and you think about it. I'll leave that opinion to you. I just want you to know that God has come to heal our disease. He has come to heal. So the question is this, then why doesn't God heal? That's sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Isn't that a fair question? How many want the answer to that today? How many say, I would love that? I've been waiting for this answer. I want to know the answer. Why doesn't God heal? Raise your hand. Bet you today. Say, I want to know. All right, you're not. I'm going to give you the best answer I can. I don't know. I don't have all the answers, and I really wish I could tell you a great point, you know, and make up some theological great thing to say to you today. Oh, God chooses some. All I know is this, that his ways are higher than my ways. His ways are beyond my understanding. And let me ask you this question. I remember as a young man, one of my earliest memories of this is when I was about 12 years of age, my mom was diagnosed with cancer, and a lady who went to our church just lived one block away from us. I played with her children. She was also diagnosed with cancer at the same time. They both were prayed for by the same people. They both went to the same church. They attended church at the same point regularly. My mom was healed, and this lady passed away. Which one was healed? Both. See, that's really the correct answer. It really is both. God chose to heal one here on earth, and the other one crossed over to heaven healed, because the Word of God says that she received a new body. All pain and suffering are gone. So we don't understand everything. We don't understand why God chooses. Was our faith not strong enough? No, I don't believe that. Listen, don't. Sometimes we think if your faith is just stronger, you would get your healing. No, God's moved with compassion with every one of us. And why he chooses to do some things, I don't understand. But I know this one thing. We have to ask him and believe that he's moved with compassion. I believe God wants to heal us a lot more than we give him credit for. That many times we suffer with things and we think, oh, I just got to bear it. No, I believe God wants us to believe him for complete healings in our body. I believe God wants us to trust him for complete healings in our body. Amen, Christy? She had a tumor wrapped around her spine last year this time, going through major radiation and things. God has did a miracle in her body. God wants us to believe that he is doing miracles. Well, we got to be moved and realize that God is moved with compassion. So today, whether you're here and you have a physical healing in your body, maybe you need a spiritual healing in your body. I want you to know God is moved with compassion. And the Son of God, when we look at him, he's a Savior who's the great physician. He wants to heal us spiritually. He wants to heal us physically. Let's don't forget to go to him, believe, and realize that he is moved with compassion in our life. Let's bow our heads this morning. Today, I just want to ask you this question. Maybe you're here, and I just feel led in my heart to ask you. If no one looking around but me, and you say, Pastor, I hear you talking about Jesus wanting to heal my life, and I just believe today that Jesus Christ needs to be Lord of my life. And maybe you've never asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life before. And today you say, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've never prayed that prayer of salvation before. Maybe you prayed it a long time ago and you say, today, Pastor, I want to come back and just renew that relationship with God. I haven't lived for him for a long time. And today as you're talking, I realize that Jesus has moved with compassion in my life. And I've got to come and give him my whole heart. I will not embarrass you one bit at all. No one's looking around but me. But if that's you today, say, Pastor, I want to accept Jesus Christ. Can you just raise your hand where I can see it? Let me know today. Thank you. Anybody else today? You want to join these? Thank you. You want to join them today? Thank you. So I want to join these people today to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. We're going to say this prayer together. We have those who raised your hands. If you raise your hand, I want you to repeat after me, and the rest of us as Christians, we're going to say it with you as well, out loud. Let's say, Dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I give you everything I am. All of my dreams, all of my hurt, all of my sin, I give to you today. I believe you are the Messiah, God's only Son. From this day forward, I will live for you.
In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, say, welcome to the family of God. Amen. How many days have passed? I just think God is healing. either emotionally or physically, anything God's healing your life, you just raise your hand and say, I want you to stand. That's going to be healing God today. I want you to stand and feel your grasp. I believe God's Spirit is here to touch you and to heal you. I want you to lift your hands to heaven.
Amen.
I'm going to say a prayer over you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the God who heals you. For the God who heals you. God, you are moved with compassion this morning. Oh, God, for all of us, God, we come to you, God, because you are moved with compassion. So, Father, today, Lord, I pray right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I speak healing by the authority of your stripes before you. God, then reach your hands out of faith right now. I speak your healing power. Begin to move, Lord, from the top of their head all the way to the soles of their feet today. God, you are healing their bodies. You are healing their spirits. You are physically healing their body. Those who are in physical pain this morning, God, you are bringing relief. You are bringing healing, Father. Those backs are strengthening up in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those bodies are being healed in Jesus' name. Father, right now, Lord, you have called for pain to be removed from their body in the name of Jesus. And God, I speak healing, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Lord, you are moved with compassion. Those who are suffering, Lord, a spiritual pain today, God. They're suffering emotional pain, God. I pray right now that you are healing their mind, their soul, their body, their spirit today, God. You are making them whole. God, and today as you ran and wrapped your arms around the leper, Lord, you run and wrap your arms around them today. God, hugging them, God, spiritually, God. They see your arms wrapping around them, Father. Healing their bodies, Lord. Healing their mind. Heal their will. Heal their emotions, Father. Lord, we thank you. I'm going to invite the rest of us to stand to your feet this morning. Let's join us. This is a prayer of thanksgiving, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the victory. How many today are thankful God gave us the victory? Yes. So we thank you, God, for our healing our bodies. Come on, we now move to a prayer of thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, for healing our bodies. We thank you, God, that you are moving, God, among your people today, God, healing, body, restoring the mind, restoring health, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are sons and daughters of the King. We thank you, God, that we can lift up our heads, we can lift up our hands, and we can thank you, Father, that you are moved with compassion for your children as love walks among us. Come on, Christmas.
Love walked among us. Love laid down his life to steal sin from us. Lift your voice and sing it out, for all that's held us down. Where is it now? Where is it now? Watch it fall. The walls that trapped us in and held control. Lift your voice and sing it out.
Come on.
For all that's held us down. Where is it now? Where is it now?
Come on, sing it.
Let's lift up our heads. Glory has risen. Open our heads. We've been forgiven. shut what the Father has opened. Nothing can lock what the Father has broken through. Let's lift up our voice. Joy is surround us. Sing and rejoice. The King's come to crown us. Nothing can shut what the Father has opened. Nothing can lock what the Father has broken through. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Sons and daughters of the King, lift up your voice. Jesus rose and life pulled down. Yeah. Sons and daughters of the King, won't you lift up your voice and sing? God brought us victory. We've been set free. Oh, we've been set free. Oh, let's lift up our heads. Glory has risen, open our heads. We've been forgiven. Nothing can shut what the Father has opened. Nothing can lock what the Father has broken through. Let's lift up our voice. Joy is surrounds us. Sing and rejoice. The King's come to crown us. Nothing can shut what the Father has opened. Jesus rose and died for now. Yeah. Sons and daughters of the King, won't you lift up your voice and sing? God brought us victory. We've been set free. We've been set free.
Glad you're a son and daughter of the King. Yeah. He's moved with compassion in our lives. What an awesome, awesome day today. Listen, turn to your neighbor and say, I'm glad you were here today. Have a safe holiday weekend. I'm glad you were here. God bless you. Have a great weekend.